Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The crisis in Syria has created a flood of refugees. According to the United Nations, the number fleeing the regime's wrath has risen rapidly in the past few days and now tops 34,000. Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray says their partners are responding to minorities who are overlooked. Bray says their network is already on the ground through the local churches. When believers help, the inevitable why is answered with Christ. As a result,
they very much want Arabic Bibles, CDs, and Christian literature, and there's a great demand to receive spiritual aid as well as material aid.
Next, the points have been tallied and the scores are in. Open Doors USA just released its congressional scorecard ranking legislators' support for religious freedom. Open Doors' Lindsay Vesey explains why.
Nearly everyone says that they care about religious freedom, but when it comes to, you know, actually taking action to help people who are being persecuted for their faith, we find that a lot of legislators weren't willing to take action.
Getting a score on religious freedom advocacy helps hold them accountable as U.S. citizens respond. More pressure for international religious freedom means more open doors for the gospel. Read more at our website. And Haiti's massive 2010 earthquake left a lot of long-term damage. 2 years later, a group of fifth graders is suffering the effects. Kids Alive International has been unable to add a sixth grade program to one of their schools. But now, 50 fifth graders are getting close to moving up. If Kids Alive doesn't raise the funding to start the program, the students' best hope will be to enter the overcrowded public school system. They'll stop hearing about Christ there, too. Help Kids Alive at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join HCJB Global on a journey of hope by praying for the people in North Africa and the Middle East and a chance to win a free trip to Israel. Get your free 31-day prayer calendar to help you pray and a link to the contest. Go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.